You're listening to Gold Bar Career, your podcast for leveling up yourself. Ray Dalio has been warning us that a financial crisis was about to take place. The COVID-19 just happened to be the catalyst of it. Sooner or later, it would have happened. When you compare the economy in 2020, it is very similar to the economy in the 1930s, hit by the Great Depression. We're seeing a lot of production of debt, zero interest rates, with the printing of a lot of money. The Europeans are doing the same, but at a smaller scale since the world lives with around 70% dollars. The United States is printing trillions of dollars to offset this crisis, and it currently has around $25 trillion in debt. According to Ray Dalio, the key pattern over the last 1,000 years of economic history are defined by 4 fundamental drivers. The first and most powerful is productivity. Productivity grows slowly and steadily since knowledge is not volatile. The second is the short-term debt cycle. These are the recessions and expansions that last about 8 to 10 years. The third one is the long-term debt cycle. This lasts 50 to 75 years on average. In 1945, after the Second World War, a new world order was established. It all began with the Bretton Woods monetary system, a new money that wiped everything out. And the fourth is politics, which is largely how we deal with each other. Internal politics deals with such things as the wealth gap. Do we fight against each other, or do we go together as one? The need of a wealth shift in society usually creates revolutions. External politics is between countries, a rising power that is challenging an existing power, such as China versus the United States. Ray Dalio believes we're in a similar situation to the Great Depression, since there are 3 identical things: debt, low interest rates, and printing of money. So, what should you do with your investments during this time? The worst thing that one can do is think that they can time the markets. What the individual investor needs to know is how to diversify well. Ray Dalio owns Bridgewater Associations, which is the largest investment fund in the world, valued at $160 billion as of 2019. Before going through what he specifically invests in, Ray attributes much of his success to a unique method of investing, one he developed after years of investing, with failures and lessons. This method is diversification. But it is not the traditional diversification that we're used to hearing, which is buying different assets such as bonds and stocks, and those with a higher risk appetite invest more in stocks, while those who are more conservative invest more in bonds. The problem with this type of diversification is that it impacts the returns of the investments. In other words, an asset with high returns has high risk, and an asset with low returns has low risk. This is when Ray came up with his holy grail of investing, in his book Principles, released in 2017, which in essence is diversifying your portfolio, keeping the same returns and reducing risk. This sounds counterintuitive to many. So how do you do this? You basically select good assets that have low or no correlation. Correlation refers to assets that keep the same trends. If one goes up, the other goes up too. To invest, you have to think about the number of assets you want to include, the risk of each asset, and the correlation between these assets. Investing in uncorrelated assets is the way to go. If stock A goes down, stock B doesn't necessarily go down. It may go up. To give an example, let's say that you decide to invest in a stock that has an average expected rate of return of 10% per year. To keep things simple, let's say that it also has a 10% risk measured by standard deviation. The idea is that the more assets you add in your investment portfolio that have a similar rate of return and are uncorrelated, they will not reduce your expected return, but will in turn reduce the risk of the portfolio. Let's say that you just started investing in two stocks, Apple and Google. However, both are from the technology sector, so they are highly correlated with each other and will not reduce the risk of your portfolio. However, if you add Apple and Coca-Cola to your portfolio, they will reduce your risk since they are less correlated. So if you get 15 to 20 uncorrelated assets that are of high quality and have a high expected return, even if past performances are not indicative of future results, on average, good and valuable companies do reasonably better than the rest. So you will end up reducing your risk and maintaining a decent rate of return. This is the holy grail, the sweet spot between diversification and correlation. Ray has put this into practice in what he calls the all-weather portfolio. No matter if it rains and thunders in a recession or the sun shines in an expansion, the investments are designed to survive through all market turbulences. There are four possible seasons in the economy: economic growth, economic decline, high inflation periods, or low inflation periods. Alright, so what does Ray Dalio personally invest in through his company? Apart from owning hundreds upon hundreds of individual stocks, the portfolio can be divided into three main asset classes. The number one is stocks. Around 30% of his portfolio are stocks, which he mostly invests in through ETFs. These track the movements of a certain market index. He invests in the S&P 500 ETF, which tracks the biggest 500 companies of the United States, specifically the large and mid-caps. The other ETF he invests in is the Vanguard FTSE Emerging Markets, which tracks stocks of companies located in emerging markets around the world, such as Brazil, China, and India. These have a much higher potential of growth, but are much riskier. These are the two biggest ETFs that he invests in. He loves ETFs since they are great for diversification. The S&P 500 ETF has returned over 300% in 10 years. The second type of assets are bonds. He invests in long-term bonds and intermediate-term bonds. In a bond, you're basically lending money to someone, the government, a company, and in return they'll pay you the initial investment plus an interest. He owns corporate bonds and government bonds. Around 40% of his portfolio is long-term bonds and 15% is intermediate-term bonds. This, of course, assures a guaranteed yield no matter the stock market conditions, although they are much lower than stocks. The third type of assets he invests in are gold and commodities, both around 7.5% of his portfolio. So this is quite interesting. He invests in the Spider Gold ETF, which tracks the gold spot price of gold bars in London vaults. Gold is generally uncorrelated with the market going up in recessions and going down in expansions. So why does he own gold? Because it is a store of value, it keeps your purchasing power, unlike the dollar, which loses because of inflation, and for portfolio diversification. This is especially important now since we're entering a recession after the longest bull market in history. Ray Dalio says that we have a situation now where we have too much debt. Too much debt leads to printing money. And all of these things mean some portion of your investment portfolio should be in gold, around 5 to 10%. He famously said that if you don't own gold, you know neither economics nor history. You might disagree or agree on some of the investments, as I do myself. I personally prefer more stocks, but this entirely depends on your individual investment strategy. The closer you are to retirement, the more safer investments you would want to have. The key takeaway, however, is that you need a great strategic asset allocation without going to the betting table and gambling all of your money without any reason. You can be totally wrong about investment and gamble on it. So, what should you do to reduce the chance of being wrong? Diversify your portfolio and choose assets that at least beat and outperform the rate of inflation instead of holding cash and losing value over time. So, why is this important? Well, imagine that you hold all of your investments in the S&P 500, and here comes a totally unexpected crisis, which leads to a recession. You start panicking and selling, ending up losing a lot of money. At the same time, gold rises in double digits. In the 2008 financial crisis, the overall S&P 500 market lost half of its value, while Ray's portfolio actually increased 9.5%. because of the uncorrelated assets and diversification. At the present moment, the worst thing you can do is hold a lot of cash. The dollar currency is losing value in the exchange rate, and the banks are printing trillions of dollars. Because more dollars are available, your current dollars will reduce in value. This is caused by the inflation, increasing the prices of goods and services, which the central bank tries to mitigate with increasing interest rates. However, interest rates are at its lowest ever. Since 1913, when the Fed started printing money, after 100 years, the purchasing power of $100 is worth less than a dollar. In other words, you would need $100 now to buy something worth $1 in 1913. This is why it's important to invest and beat at least the rate of inflation. Now, when Ray says that cash is trash, this is mostly directed to those who have almost no investments and have their lifetime savings just laying in the bank accounts, losing value over time. If you are investing, it is also important that you have some cash available. To have an emergency bank account with around 6 months worth of expenses in case something happens, such as losing your job or other unexpected expenses. It can also be incredibly useful to have some extra amount of cash if the economy goes into a recession and the prices of stocks are incredibly cheap, which is happening right now. This is one of the things that Warren Buffett recommends. So just keep investing in your financial education. Just as Benjamin Franklin would say, an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. As you keep learning, you'll eventually find an investment strategy that best fits your profile. In summary, the recommendation of Ray Dalio are 1. Apart from investing in the US, invest some of your money in emerging markets. 2. Balance your portfolio and diversify it, adding around 15 to 20 different uncorrelated assets. This will help you reduce your risk while keeping the same returns. 3. Invest in gold, especially in a situation where the central banks are printing trillions and the dollar is losing more and more value. If you found the information useful, please share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening to the Gold Block Career Podcast. Until next time.